USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israel has agreed to implement daily four-hour ceasefires in the conflict against Hamas in Gaza.
This should hopefully give some room for civilians, innocent civilians, to move out of places where there's heavy fighting going on.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton described the agreement as a significant step. President Biden is commending the reopening of a Stellantis plant as a crucial component of the fresh labor agreement between automakers and the United Auto Workers Union. Addressing union workers in Belvidere, Illinois, Biden referred to it as a momentous achievement.
You guys sacrificed to save the automobile industry. And now the auto companies were doing incredibly well. So auto workers should be doing incredibly well as well.
The new contract encompasses substantial wage hikes and robust job safeguards. It's expected that the Senate Judiciary Committee will pass subpoenas for Harlan Crowe and Leonard Leo in relation to an ethics inquiry concerning the Supreme Court. There are accusations that conservative justices may have received hospitality and travel from Crowe and others without proper disclosure. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin announced today he will not seek re-election in 2024.
After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia. I have made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate.
In a video posted on X, Manchin said he wants to travel the country and try and start a movement that unites the middle to bring Americans together. And kindergarten vaccine exemptions have reached an historic high. Data from the CDC, which assesses immunizations, reveals a decrease in the number of children receiving vaccinations compared to the period before the pandemic. This school year, vaccination coverage stands at 93%, a decline from the previous 95%. This is USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing a resolution to initiate the impeachment of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Greene alleges that Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors pertaining to the U.S. southern border. The House has a window of 2 legislative days to cast their votes on the resolution. Next week, President Biden is anticipated to have a direct meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The leaders are set to talk during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation event in San Francisco. Officials from both the United States and China have voiced a mutual interest in enhancing relations between the two nations. One southern state is making U.S. history, but it's for a controversial reason.
Alabama has scheduled the first execution by nitrogen hypoxia, an alternative to lethal injection that basically deprives the brain and body of oxygen so the inmate dies by suffocation. Kenneth Eugene Smith's execution by lethal injection was abruptly canceled in November after the state couldn't properly set the IV line before the warrant for execution expired. He asked the state to be put to death by nitrogen gas rather than lethal injection after what he called a botched execution. Smith's execution is set to take place between January 25th and 26th. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.